following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi, this is Wilson Wednesdays, and I brought a special guest with me here today. Actually, he lives here as well. Would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm Jack Wilson.
Jack Wilson of YouTube fame. In fact, Jack's got a voice that he...
Yeah, mate.
This is YouTube voice.
Yeah, mate.
So I thought, as you can see, it would be fun to bring Jack along on the Wilson Wednesday. And because, as you may have heard, and I've talked about it a couple times, so maybe you haven't heard, that we as a family have been traveling through Matthew together. We have a little bookmark that looks like this. And this one's not actually up to date because we're on Matthew chapter 21. But I would just say this is a great tool to get your family to get together and to read through scripture together. And so how many chapters a day are you guys reading?
One
chapter, not 10, not 4, not a half a chapter, one chapter. And do you have a bookmark that looks like this?
Yeah.
Whose is this one? Oh, this is Dad's. This is mine. It's not up to date, but I am up to date in my reading. And we've had conversations each morning about it, just kind of passing. Hey, what did you get out of today's Bible reading? Is kind of what we ask you. And Jack actually got something out of today's Bible reading that we want to share with you. And what do you kind of give us the general idea of what you heard?
So it's about these two sons, and the first one, the person said, go do this, and he said, I will not go. But then he changed his mind and went. And then the other person said, I will go, but he didn't go. And I learned that the person who said they wouldn't and went was more obedient.
There you go. And now, here, let's read it in Jesus's words. Here's what it is, and that comes from Matthew chapter 21, verse 28. It's called the parable of the two sons. And this is one of the, this is my son. So I figured that fits really well. It says this, but what do you think? A man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, son, go work today in my vineyard. He answered and said, I will not. One of the sons said, you would never do that to me. Jack is very obedient. He usually does what he's asked.
Yeah.
But this son says, I will not go, even though his dad asked him to. But afterward, he regretted it and went and actually did what his dad asked him to do. Then he came to his second son and said likewise. And his second son said, I go, sir. He said, I will go, sir. But then said, but then did not go. He ended up not going. Which of the two did the will of the Father is what Jesus is asking the people that day. And they all said to him, the first one, the one that said, I won't go, but actually went and did what was asked of him. Jesus said to them, assuredly, I say to you that tax collectors and harlots enter the kingdom of God before you. He's talking to these religious leaders, and he's saying something that would have been so shocking to them, that actually, hey guys, the people who are doing the will of the Father, who are turning their hearts to the Lord, they, even though they look a little rough on the outside, they're actually doing what the Father asked them to do. So then look at what he says to the religious leaders. He says, for John came to you, religious leaders, in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him, but tax collectors and harlots believed him. And when you saw it, religious leaders, you did not afterward relent and believe in him. And so the problem here, Jack, you know the problem. Go ahead and tell him. Go ahead and tell him the problem. Oh, okay. So the problem is, you can look like a sweet, innocent child. You can look, in this particular case, actually holy and righteous, and you can look like you're doing all the right things, but Jesus is saying, actually, I care about what you do. I care about what you, how you act and how you behave and how you obey. I care about those things. I don't want you just to look holy. I actually want you to be holy, to be set apart. And he's warning these people. He's saying, actually, these people who you think are so disgusting, right? Tax collectors and harlots, right? He's saying, listen, actually, those people who, even if they look disgusting, if they repent and they become righteous and they turn their lives over to me and obey, they're actually in better standing. They did the right thing. So sometimes, Jack, right, we can look like we're the right people or doing the right things.
But we're not.
But we're not.
And then we can be doing the wrong things, but then we change and do the right things.
Have you ever said that you were going to do something that your dad asked you to do and then not done it?
No.
Have you ever done what these people did, which is said you didn't want to do it and then felt bad and did it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Can you think of a time over that?
Not really.
So what do you think Jesus is encouraging them to do?
Do the right thing.
What's the best possible situation if your dad comes to you and says, Jack, will you take the trash cans out?
You do it right away.
You do it right away? You say, yes, I will, and then you actually do it, right?
Yeah.
And so I think that's the kind of people that God wants us to be, is people who say, Lord, I hear you, and I will obey you. And at the end of the day, God really genuinely cares about our obedience, our actions and our heart attitudes towards people and towards the things he asks us to do. He doesn't want us to be people who say, I won't do it and then do it and then say, I will do it and then not do it. He actually would prefer ultimately to have sons
that say,
yeah,
I want to do it and I will do it.
I want to do it and I will do it. And what I say, I will do. And so I hope that's a blessing for you. Thanks, Jack, for being on the channel today. Yep. And what's that called again?
Dab.
A dab. That's a dab. It's on all the YouTube channels. Would you pray for us?
Thank you, Lord, that we could learn about God. And thank you for my awesome dad. And thank you for the Bible teaching us things that we need to know. And hopefully everybody learns what we learned today. Amen.
Amen. And make sure, too, I would encourage you, spend some time in the Word of God. And even if it's this, even if you just take a little bookmark and you make a bookmark for yourself and you check those boxes and see kind of your progression as you read through the Word of God, and maybe invite your grandkids or your kids to join you on that. It's super simple. And we've really actually quite enjoyed it. And we'll continue to do that. Have a great rest of your day. God bless you.
God bless you.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.